Thank you everyone for joining me for our evening Green Tara practice. And in addition to the practice that we did last night, I thought we could begin chanting the Refuge and Bodhicitta prayer. If you're unfamiliar with it, you're welcome to just listen to the sounds of the prayer, and if you're familiar and you want to join in at any point, we'll chant it three times in Tibetan, and then we'll recite it three times in English. And as I mentioned, this is the way in which any especially Tibetan practice would begin, as a way to usher the mind and the heart into this time of practice. And so you can find it if you have your packet handy on page 5. Sangye chudong tsoki cho nam la jang tu bardu dagni kya suchi dagi jin so gipe so nam gi dro la pen chi Sangye Rupa Sho Sangye Chudong Tsoki Cho Nam La Jang Tu Bardu Dagni Kya Suchi Dagi Jin So Gipe so nam gi dro la pen chi sangye rupa sho sangye chudong tsoki cho nam la jang tu bardu da Suchi dagi jin so gipe so nam gi dro la pen chi sangye rupa sho. In the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, I take refuge until enlightenment is won. By the merits of giving and other virtuous deeds, may I attain Buddhahood for the sake of all beings. In the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, I take refuge until enlightenment is won. By the merits of giving and other virtuous deeds, may I attain Buddhahood for the sake of all beings. In the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, I take refuge until enlightenment is won. The merits of giving and other virtuous deeds, may I attain Buddhahood for the sake of all beings. And so as you begin your practice, I invite you to take a few moments to gently bring your awareness to the body. You can begin simply by noting the breath. perhaps feeling a sense of fullness in the belly on the in-breath. And an opening in the chest. And some coolness in the nostrils as you inhale and exhale. You can take 3 or 4 slow, deep inhalations and yet slower exhalations. Really allowing each inhalation to usher in a sense of increased energy and wakefulness. And the exhalation to allow for a fuller sense of release and decompression. And if you like, your eyes can be gently closed just to allow all the muscles in the face to begin to relax. Knowing that if at any point you feel a little sleepy, you can always open your eyes slightly to allow some light in for some increased wakefulness and energy. And then at your own pace, I invite you to imagine that you are sitting near a beautiful body of water. It could be a reservoir or a lake that you know well, or a beach. Any body of water that evokes for you a sense of increased ease, safety. And taking a few moments to more fully imagine yourself sitting by this water. Perhaps noticing the spacious, clear sky above, mirroring your own spacious mind. And observing the clouds reflected on the water's surface. Noticing any decompression you become aware of as you mentally place yourself in this peaceful setting. And allowing your breath to continue settling into its own natural rhythm, while you enjoy a sense of increased ease and unhurried time. As you bring your awareness to this body of water, just noticing its placid surface, you can begin at your own pace to imagine that out of this water, perhaps 6 to 8 feet in front of you, emerges a beautiful, magnificent, and large 8-petaled lotus, soft pink in color, glistening in the sun. And in the center of this lotus is a flat and translucent moon disk. And out of the center of this moon disk emerges a shimmering green Tara Buddha, mother of all Buddhas. She has long dark hair and vibrant eyes, and she's emerald green in color, as bright as a million suns, emitting this healing light in all directions. And she sits facing you, wearing an expression of delight and ease, and a most genuine affection for you, for your presence. You can take a few moments just to notice both her shimmering emerald light she emits in all directions, and the sense of her buoyancy as she sits with her right leg slightly extended, indicating her wish to join you in your experience, both your suffering and your joy. Her left leg is gently tucked inward, symbolizing her commitment to caring for her own mind-body system. And in this way, she's in a gentle dancing pose that represents both her readiness to connect deeply and meaningfully with your needs, your suffering, without losing connection to her own. And her right hand is extended over her right knee, palm facing outward, indicating her readiness for swift, compassionate action. and her left hand is held upward with her thumb and ring fingers touching, forming a circle, as she holds three lotus flowers. One is still a bud, indicating the Buddhas of the future. One is blossoming, indicating the Buddhas of the present. And one is fully blossomed, indicating the Buddhas of the past. You can think of Thara Buddha as a reliable mirror of your own deepest abiding nature, one filled with spaciousness and clarity. She reflects back to you your own readiness to respond to suffering with skill and sensitivity. And as you sit facing her, you can mentally offer her your greetings, your salutations, just welcoming her to this time of contemplation and practice. And then you can imagine that through your heart center, you send her offerings, bountiful offerings of all kinds. Beautiful flowers and fruits and sacred literature. Visualizing these kind gifts surrounding her and her delight in receiving them. And as she is joyfully receiving these kind offerings, you can take a few moments to call to mind one or two personal difficulties or struggles, and simply acknowledge them in her loving presence. Perhaps also acknowledging your wish to fully work through these difficulties. And imagining Thara Buddha's kindness and respect as she recognizes these struggles you vow to work through. And as you feel her helping you hold this intention, you can also begin to imagine all of your spiritual friends throughout this world and their courageous contemplative efforts, wishing that these efforts will flourish. And then requesting that Thara Buddha continue teaching you the healing arts of the Buddha Dharma, allowing the gentle and clarifying rain of Buddha's teachings to refresh your mind and soften your heart. As you also request that she remain with you, reflecting back to you your deepest nature of clarity and compassion that remains accessible to you in every moment and in all circumstances. And then you can take a few moments to dedicate this time of reflection with Thara Buddha to your loved ones and to the many people in this world whom you don't know well. And even one or two people with whom you may have had some difficulty or conflict. And as a way to deepen your felt sense of connection with this healing Buddha, I'll chant the green Thara mantra, which you are welcome to chant along with me if you're familiar with the mantra. Or you can simply enjoy the sound. Om Tare Tutare Ture Swaha, which means may the body, speech, and mind of Thara Buddha usher in liberation from all forms of suffering. May it be so.
Om Dare Tu Dare Tu Re Swaha.
As you begin to notice Tarabuddha growing yet brighter, she also begins to grow smaller in size, about the size of the tip of your thumb, as you imagine her gently rising now to sit just above the crown of your head, facing in the same direction as you. Taking a few moments to feel the presence of this buoyant, healing energy. And then, very slowly, at your own pace, begin to imagine that she enters through the crown of your head, a pure, bright, healing light. That gently begins to mix with every cell of the body, every aspect of your mind. Just enjoying a sense of a truly benign yet healing light filling your entire mind-body system. Noticing the parts of yourself that you know well, receiving this Tarabuddha energy. That includes the parts that you like and are fond of, and the parts of yourself that you might struggle with. Allowing this green Buddha energy to gently mix with all aspects of your being. also noting the parts that you sense but don't know well. That might include unclaimed talents, gifts, and capacities. And just allowing Thera Buddha's energy to gently enter into these parts, offering a sense of energy and aliveness. And taking a few moments to feel the sense of having a body and mind that is buoyant and clear, emitting this vibrant green healing light in all directions. Offering it with immense generosity to all beings. Until you begin to feel that you are Thera Buddha, a Buddha of swift, compassionate action. Skillful, deeply caring, highly intelligent. Then, in these next few minutes, again at your own pace, you can begin to slowly release the entire visualization, almost as if it were a raindrop or a snowflake falling into an ocean. As you begin to enjoy a sense of just being, just breathing, just going on being. And lastly, as a way to bolster and nurture any clarity or insight or healing you may have experienced, you can take a few moments to dedicate your practice to all beings, imagining that your noble spiritual efforts may offer them needed inspiration and sustenance, and ushering in for us all a time of increased ease, genuine well-being, safety, and contentment. Thank you so much, everyone, for your practice, for your presence at this retreat. And I hope that you will get some good rest tonight. Stay warm and cozy. And I will be here for silent practice in the morning at 7. And then we will conclude with our morning session at 9. So sweet dreams. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Good night.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.